Hello, fellow Taoists, and welcome to the Tao of June, living the June life. Because this is the Tao of June, right? You have your own Tao, right? It might be the Tao of Steve, the Tao of Jillian, the Tao of Patrick, right? The Tao of anybody, right? Brian. Everybody has their own way. It actually says that in the Tao Te Ching, is saying that, you know what you want, right? You know who you are. And when we accept, when we accept who we are, the good and the bad, when we accept the good and the bad of our lives, everything, then it says the whole world becomes ours. The whole world becomes yours. But it's true. It's like, wow, I'm really starting to realize that. It's like, the more I learn to just let go of things and not try to control things, things just kind of happen. Things seem to take care of themselves, you know? Man, I wanted my daughters to stay with me so bad. And I was like, trying to coerce them a little bit. Not coerce them, that's a bad word. And that sounds manipulative. I was trying to persuade them, which is also manipulative, right? I was trying to convince them, persuade them, give them reasons why they should come and stay with me for a little while. But they're like, nah, they want to stay with their mom in Tennessee, which is fine, which is good. And I told myself, you know what, instead of feeling bad about that, let them have their space, let them have their time with their, and they're with their mom, nothing bad's gonna happen. And even if it does, why would I want to spare my children of that? It's the challenges and the obstacles and the difficulties of our lives that really create our character, and help us become more empathetic towards others. Because we understand the pain, we understand how it feels. Why would I want to spare my children of that? I realized that's what I was doing whenever I try to be that helicopter parent, just hovering over my child, make sure nothing happens to them, make sure nothing bad happens. No, go out there and get scuffed up, go out there and get hurt a little bit. And that way, when you see other little children that are hurt, you understand how they feel. When they cry, you won't laugh. You'll cry with them because you know the pain. Because it's easy to point and laugh, right, when you don't understand the pain that someone else is going through. So I just told myself, instead of trying to force the issue, because you can't control people, and it's manipulative, say the freaking word, manipulative, to even try to control people. You want to control the things you can control, but you cannot control circumstances, and you cannot control people. You can only control your own thoughts, really. You can't, because you can't even control yourself sometimes. I'm losing control of my own body. Holy cow. You know how many times I peed myself? I don't even care to tell you how many times I've peed myself recently. You know what I'm saying? So, oh my God, you know how many times I sharted? Okay, so, obviously, we don't even have control of our own body, our own bodily functions. So, we really only control our thoughts, how we react, how we respond to things. When you shart in bed in the morning and you're thinking, oh my God, it's just a fart. I don't need to get out of bed. Oh my God, I just want to lay here for a few more minutes. Let me just, lift my leg up a little bit, because you got to get some separation from your butt cheeks, clear the way, right? You got to clear the way. And boom, uh-oh, surprise. And instead of saying, oh shit, oh, and like cursing myself and, cursing everything and like, why the F, and, F my life. And I knew I was, what a disgusting mother, No, you could just say, "Oops, I'm getting older, I guess." It real I misjudged. I misjudged. I made a mistake. Oopsies. So, did I say mistakes? I made a mistakes. because it wasn't just one mistake, right? First mistake would be to fart in bed, right? Especially with the blanket over you. Come on now. Be respectful. Have some respect for yourself, right? There's not even anybody else in bed with me, but I'm just saying, have some respect for myself, right? Give this some ventilation, first of all, and then second of all, come on now. To ruin the sheets and the blankets like that? Come on. Shame on you, right? But anyways, so that happened. Where was I going with this? Oh yeah, I was trying to say that I was proud of myself though, because I did not get angry with myself and all this stuff. I just laughed about it. I thought it was hilarious. And I just got up, you know, I went to the restroom, took care of it, you know, made sure everything was clean, took care of it. And then I took care of the bed sheets, took it all off, you know. Even the pillow, how did I get it on the too much? That crossed the line. I divulged way too much right there. Okay, so let me just back up. Let me just press stop and delete this. Holy cow. Where was I going? Okay. What I really wanted to talk about, I didn't even mean to go to all of that. I don't know why. I just start talking and then I don't even know. It just like I start going down a trail, and then I just end up lost somewhere, ranting and you know, just talking way too much about stupid things that nobody needs to know about. Nobody needs to know about that. Holy cow. Nobody needs to know. Nobody wanted to know. Oh my goodness. What I really wanted to talk about is this Easter weekend even. Oh yeah, that's right. Instead of trying to control my daughters the situation and have my daughters, you know, stay with me when they don't want to, I was just like, you know, it's fine. So I told myself, you know, if and when they do change their mind and they want to stay with me, I'm not going to have all this free time. I don't even have a lot of free time anyways. I'm working so much. But whenever I'm not working, my days off, I have all to myself pretty much, my dogs and I. So I reserved a campsite a couple weeks ago because you got to book ahead of time. Man, they are booked out. Even this morning, I had to check out because there's another family that reserved my spot, my camp area. So even if I wanted to stay an extra day, can't. It's already booked out. So I booked it about a couple of weeks ago, and oh my goodness, I had such an awesome time camping with my dogs. The weather could not have been better. It feels like summer. But then at night, it got super cold, super cold. Dexter was shaking, and I spooned him. I was like, "Come on, come under the blanket." And he came under the blanket with me, and I spooned him, and he was like kind of shivering a little bit. But then I felt him like relax and warm up, you know, and just calm down, and we both just passed out. It was so nice. I don't know how I woke up and ended up with my. Okay. I was gonna say a joke. It was not. I wasn't even gonna be serious about it. It was gonna be a complete joke. But you know, before I said the punchline, which was gonna be completely inappropriate, I'm just wow. Okay, stop myself. Nothing but. I mean, it was actually a very sweet, you know, sweet night. Like, Weemy even came up and cuddled with me. Angel has always kind of been a loner, even as a puppy when she was younger. Like, she never really liked sleeping on the bed with us or anything. So, Angel kind of had her own little corner, and she was all, you know, cuddled up in her blanket. But she's like a like a husky kind of. I mean, she could sleep in any kind of weather. She's no problem. But anyways, it was awesome. And oh my goodness, I cooked coffee this morning. over the campfire. Oh, it's so delicious. I love coffee with that campfire flavored, you know, that smokiness in it. Oh my God. And then I cook some oatmeal, you know, boiled water, and put oatmeal in the hot water, and I ate some oatmeal this morning. Oh my goodness. Wow. And we hiked the lake. Okay, so we stayed at Fort Yargo State Park, and the lake is huge. Deceptively big, because it doesn't look that big, because it actually folds. It kind of folds onto itself. So from where I was staying at the campsite, I was right on the lake, and it just didn't look that big. It looked like, oh, okay, I just walk around like that. No, man. And I was looking at the map. I'm like, hold on. We're here? I'm like, oh, wow, we're only here. I'm like, oh, wow. And it keeps wrapping around. I'm like, so we ended up walking like 5-6 hours yesterday. Oh my goodness. So the dogs are spent, especially Angel. I just took her off the leash and just let her follow at her own pace. And just, you know, because she's getting older and slowing down. Today even, I could tell she wasn't really feeling it. So I didn't make them hike today. I just took them to the dog park instead, the Rock Springs Dog Park. And I groomed them this morning, so they look and feel awesome. And then shining in this sun. Oh my God, just shining. And then took them to the Rock Springs Dog Park, let them play with the other dogs there. They had some fun. But then I could tell Dexter, even, he was at the gate. He was like, come on, bro, let's go. He's just looking at me like, are we going or what? You know, like, I'm done. I'm done playing. I'm done everything. I just want to nap. You know, he's 10 years old now. So he was like going hard. He was like going hard for a while. And then he's just like, I'm done. Nap time. You know how old people are. And then, so I took him home, and now it's what, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the evening, I guess, not afternoon, evening. I mean, technically it is afternoon, but still, afternoon, for me, afternoon sounds like 1 or 2 o'clock, you know, maybe 3, but I feel like once you get towards 4 or 5 p.m., we're talking evening now, son, come on, you know? Like, don't give me no afternoon when we're talking 3-4 p.m. You know, say evening. And then you might say, like, oh, what about 6-7 p.m. then? You know, 8 p.m. Isn't that evening? No, that's nighttime, son. You know what I'm saying? Get your vocabulary straight. Get your life together, son. You know what I'm saying, cuz? I ain't your cuz, bruh. Okay. Before this gets too wild, what I'm saying though is, where was I going with before all of that? Oh yeah, so it's 4 p.m. It's the evening. If you're following along with this, it's 4 p.m. in the evening, and my dogs are, stop saying and, end the sentence. It's 4 p.m. the evening, period. My dogs are comfortably taking a nap at home now. They are well fed. They got fresh water, and they are happy. Oh my goodness! I was looking at Angel, my 16-year-old. Holy cow! 15-year-old? Yeah, I think she's 15. But anyways, oh man, she looks so peaceful and happy, comfortable, just taking a nap. Dexter looked happy. And, you know, Weemy always looks happy. He's always got that smile on his face. Loving life. So, I left them out back. And so they can enjoy the beautiful weather while they're taking a nap in the shade. Oh, man. And I am on the way to Panola Mountain Archery Range, where I have a membership. Baby, I got a membership. So, I don't have to pay each time I use the range now. And in my opinion, it's more than worth the money. It's only $100 for the year. For 1 year, for a whole 12 months, you get to use their archery range for only $100. The thing is, it's $10 to use the range each time I go. And I go, I was going every other weekend because I work so much. But still, even if I only go once a month, that's still $120. I'm saving 20 bucks, even if I only go once a month. And sometimes I like to go during the week as well, when I get off early, you know, like around 3, 4 in the evening. In the evening, not 7, 8 o'clock at night. Because when I get off at 7 o'clock at night, then it's too late. Even though there's still some sunlight, I really got to get home and have dinner and walk my dogs. Maybe not even that in that order. Sometimes walk my dogs and then have dinner. Anyways, and I also have to mow the lawn these days because... What I'm saying is, I go there more than once a month. Usually 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a month. Because, I go during the weekdays, whenever I get off early. Whenever I know I'm going to have an early day, I like to bring my bow with me to work. That way I can go straight to the range after I get done with my client's dogs. Get some practice time in. Because there's something about archery... It just draws me to it. It pulls me. I can't stop thinking about it. And the thing is, at first I was just looking for another bow, you know? But now I realize I don't need another bow. I just need to keep practicing and work on my form. I need to improve my form before I improve my bow. Because the bow I have now... shoots perfectly fine. It shoots great, actually. Some days I really am in the zone and I have a great day. Other days, not so much, but it's not the bow's fault. You know, the good days prove that it's not the bow's fault. It's my fault. And I'm not always consistent in my form. And that's what I need to practice and really drill down and just over and over. And the thing is, I think that for me, for now, practicing my archery, making sure I can shoot accurately, consistently, that for me is number one priority before going out and hunting. Scouting for now, because I'm not actively hunting anything. But for me, going out there on the public lands, the public hunting land, where you're only allowed access if you have a hunting permit or a hunting license. Oh man, it's something about being out there. It's so real. It just helps you realize how much bullshit we're living in. We're just surrounded by so much bullshit that doesn't really matter. When you're out there in the woods and you get lost and you don't know where you are and you're out of water, shit gets real, real fast, you know? And you have no cell phone reception. Oh man. And I was talking to the Army Surplus guy. There's a Army Surplus store on my way home from one of my clients' house, and I like stopping by there, and I chat with the owner there, and I told him what happened when I got lost, and how after I found my car, once I knew I could relax, that's when my stomach hurt. I felt a stomach ache, like I had to throw up, and he goes, yeah, that's normal. I said, what? And he goes, yeah, whenever you have a panic attack, that's what happens, because all the blood rushes out to your extremities, so you get a your body literally goes into like a fight or flight mode, and all the blood rushes to your outer extremities, you're having a panic attack. And he goes, once your body calms down and everything goes, you know, kind of goes back to normal, you know, you kind of feel like a stomach ache and you can feel nauseous. And I was like, oh my God, that's what happened. I had a panic attack, full-blown panic attack out there in the woods. Glad it happened, though. Glad it happened. Now I know what it feels like. Now I know what my body is actually going to do when things like that happen. Because I like to think of myself as brave and courageous and heroic. But not really, right? I just found out, whoa, when I feel lost in the woods and I don't know where I am and I don't know how to find my car and I made a big circle and I don't know how I made a big circle, it just doesn't make sense in my mind how I could have walked in a big round circle like that and end up right back at the same place where I was an hour or two ago. It just didn't make sense in my mind, and I freaked out and panicked and got scared. I'm glad that happened, though, because the second time I went back in and I told myself I'm just going to follow the creek and follow it right back up. And I'm not going to veer off. I'm not going to get all crazy. I still got lost because the creek forks so much that I thought I followed the same fork back, but especially because it was dark and I had my flashlight. I just couldn't find... I ended up in the wrong place again. But I told myself, let's just find the main road. I could walk myself back to the car. And that's what I did. I followed my compass. I just kept walking in the direction that I knew that the road was supposed to be. And sure enough, I saw a clearing. I knew that was the road. Walked to the road. Walked back to my car. You know, I was still kind of disappointed because I really did think I was going to walk straight down the creek and walk straight back up the creek the way I came up. I mean, the way I went in, I thought I was going to come out the same way. Didn't happen. And that's, I was disappointed in myself a little bit, you know, but I was telling myself, at least I didn't get scared. Well, as scared as the first time because it was dark and I was a little scared, but I had my machete in one hand. And I had my survival shovel in another hand. And that survival shovel has, like, sharp blades and, like, a cutting saw on one side. And it's pointed. And also has, like, a window cracking point at, you know, at the stick end. So I felt, you know, I felt like I could defend myself if a wild animal came and attacked me. So I had the shovel in one hand, had my machete in its sheath, of course, and then I had my axe, my little axe, on the back of my belt, and then my buck knife. So I feel like I'm pretty well armed when I'm out there, just, but. My brother said, what if another hunter starts shooting at you? What if it's people? And I told my brother, if it's another hunter shooting at me, and then I'm screwed. It doesn't matter if I have a gun or not. I'm screwed. Shoot. It's not like I'm going to become like a, you know, excellent marksman anytime soon. If I do buy a gun, I have to go out there on the range and practice. I'm assuming it's going to be a little, I'll probably get better at it faster than I did with the bow and arrow, I'm sure, hopefully, but still, you know, I'm also sure that I'm not going to be great at it when I first start shooting a gun, just like the bow and arrow. I spent a lot of time out there looking for my arrows and getting very upset and frustrated whenever I couldn't find them. I remember those days, but yeah, everything has a learning curve, so... Yeah, for me, I don't know. I just feel like if I do buy a gun, it would be for self-protection, for self-defense when I'm out there in the woods. Because if there is another hunter out there and he's got his mind set, he's made the decision, you know, he's decided to shoot me. I'm done. I'm screwed. I got to run and hide because even if I had a gun, I don't know. I don't even know. Even if I had a clear shot at him, I'm not sure if I have it in me to shoot a person like that. And I was thinking, even if another hunter, or a poacher, let's say a poacher. Attacks me out there, I'm not sure if I have what it takes. I'm not sure if I have it in me to actually stab somebody and kill them. And that's a very, you're up close and personal, eye to eye, right? It's not like you're just shooting them from a distance and you don't have to see them. You don't have to look them in the eye. No, when you stab somebody, you're right there. That's very, you know, like, I'm not sure if I have it in me to do that. So I'm screwed either way. I told my brother... There's no rush in getting a gun because I'm pretty well armed already for any kind of animal that comes at me. I'm pretty well armed at this point, especially because I got a bow and arrow and I can shoot at them. So Yeah, I was telling my brother, like, I'm not in any, I don't feel any urgency to run out and get a gun, because if the argument is, but what if it's a person that's shooting at you, don't you want a gun then? My answer is, I'm screwed either way, whether I have a gun or not, bro. So I probably have better chance with my bow, you know, because I've been practicing more, and I'd probably be more accurate with it than a gun. So I'd probably, you know, just put an arrow right in his head. Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? MF-er. No, I'm just kidding. Don't say MF-er. Oh yeah. I did want to end with this quote though, from the Tao Te Ching, right? Because, hey, we're Taoists, right? We're not trying to compare ourselves to anyone. We're not trying to compete with anyone. We're just living our lives. We're just expressing ourselves the way we want, right? Because we're Taoists. And this is just my Tao. This is my way. It doesn't have to be your way. But here in the Tao Te Ching, it says, what did it say? Some men have outer courage, you know, like some men are outwardly courageous and they dare to die. Some men have inner courage. They're inwardly courageous, right? They have inner courage, inner strength, and they dare to live. Isn't that awesome? Let me try to say it better one more time. Some men have outer courage and they dare to die. Other men have inner courage and they dare to live. I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.